For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Father, we thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Addiction to the word is our topic. Say with me, addiction. Addiction to the world. Now, addiction is a brain disorder. Hallelujah. Are we together? Addiction is a brain disorder characterized by a compulsive engagement in a rewarding stimuli despite the adverse effect. It's a brain, a mental disorder. It's characterized by compulsive engagement. You are compulsively going to do whether you like it or not. Hallelujah. And then it has adverse effect on you, far effect on you. And then addictive behavior is a behavior that is both rewarding and reinforcing. Like when you do something, you have a reward you get, a stimuli you get in your body and a system. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Now, addiction happens all after or over time of chronic high-level exposure to an addictive substance. Now, after high level of exposure or chronic exposure to an addictive substance, you become addictive. Are we together? Now, when you expose yourself to Indian hemp over time, chronic exposure again and again and again and again, you become addicted to Indian hemp. Are we together? You expose yourself to codeine over time, you become addictive to it. You expose yourself to cocaine over time. You become addicted to cocaine. Are we together? You expose yourself to chocolate over time. You keep eating it. You become addicted to it. And you expose yourself to the word of God over time. You become addicted to the word of God. Are we together? You expose yourself to chronic exposure. Time and time again, you will become addicted to it. Praise God. There are four C's to addiction. Number one is compulsion. Once you are addicted, there is a compulsion. When the Bible says sins unto death, there is sin that is Romans 12 or Hebrews 12. Let us be certain things. Hallelujah. It's because you don't want to do it. Have you seen addicted people before? They say they don't want to do it. They have let you go prayer, but after a while they go back. Have you seen the guys like that? I want to stop this thing. Sex is an addiction. I want to stop it, but after you talk, after you pray for them, they can't help themselves. I want to stop smoking weed. And they have tried. They really want to stop. But there is compulsion in them to do it. Number two, about addiction is craving. You crave for that thing desperately. Desperately, you crave for it. You crave, you are not happy until you have it. Are you together? You are addicted to something. There is a strong craving beyond mental understanding. Number three is there is consequence once addiction is involved. Whether positive or negative, there is consequence. And then there is control. So addiction has four words, basically in medicine: compulsion, craving, consequence, and control. After doing it over a time, these four things are present in every addiction. Job 23 verse 12. We need to be fast today. All together. Addiction. So just like you can be addicted to cocaine, you can be addicted to sex, you can be addicted to alcohol, you can be addicted to the world. Okay, addicted, obsessed, possessed with the word of God. I am not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. Are you seeing that at all? I have treasured. Or King James said, I esteem the word of his mouth above my necessary food. People that are addicted, even if they have food, they are not happy until they take that substance. Of course, they exalt that thing above their necessary food, water, and clothing. They can sell anything to satisfy that addiction. True? Say anything. They can go hungry. God give you alcohol. Buddha. How do you get that? This was Job addiction. Did you see that? Addicted to the word above food. What it means is that without eating, he's not going to eat. Without reading the Bible, he's not going to do anything. The word of God was more important than nothing is necessary food. That is the one you need to survive. I believe today is your day.
Yeah.
That injection, there was a day somebody took in their hand and then that was when his addiction started. Is that true? It always started with a day, a sex experience, and you became addicted to sex. Today is the day that you are going to hear the word and it will inject in you an addictive capacity. How together? How many of you want that kind of addiction? Addiction, you are. It will happen to you because I'm not just speaking words today. I'm speaking spirit. And if your spirit is open, it will happen to you that you'll be addicted to the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Says the word of God is sharper. Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4 says, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and what? Spirit and of the joints and marrow. And is a discerner of the tongue and intent of the heart. Please, I want your heart to be open today. Are we together? You know, James chapter 1 verse 21 says, laying aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, then receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, who is able to save your life. It means, superfluity of naughtiness means, you know, naughtiness means stubbornness. You are hearing something that you know, okay, you hear the word of God and it struck your heart. Instead of adopting or resisting it, you are stubborn. You just frown your face. Why did he say this? Was he say this? And then you are stubborn to the word of God. It's not benefit. How did that? Please, the Bible says receive with meekness. The Bible says receive with what? Meekness. Yeah, be humble to receive the word of God. That is the only condition when it is brought to you. How did that? Let the preacher not say something and you are saying something bad. No, it's not like this, not like this. We are not playing the Buddha list. If you're pretending somebody play and somebody play back. How did you get that? So let your heart be open to the word of God today. And I'm very, very sure that something will happen to you. Mm-hmm. Not just the knowledge and the information. There's going to be something that will happen to you that the word of God becomes your highest value. When your house is burning, you will wish you could only go inside and pick your Bible. Many people, when their house is burning, they go for their certificates, they go for their gold and silver. Is that true? When they see their Bible, they will buy another one in the bookshop. But there are still people that when their house is burning, they can go in there and pick their Bible. Why? Because that Bible can produce everything in that house. How do get that? I believe your house will be blessed today. Now, what is the word of God? The word of God, I'll give you four divinations. The word of God is divine inspired utterance. Divine inspired utterance. Actions. Like I put in bracket, either direct or indirect. Divine inspired utterance and actions or speech that is documented in the canon of scriptures. That is documented in the canon of scriptures. Canon is C-A-N-O-N. Canon or double N. So means double N of scriptures. Hallelujah. Now 2 Timothy 3:16. So all scriptures were given by inspiration of God. Is that true? And it's profitable for doctrine. Now why it is written the canon of scriptures? Because it's not everything in the Bible that was said by God. Is that true? Now, I'm talking about the Logos now. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for removal. So all is given by inspiration. There was a place in the Bible that Lucifer spoke when he was tempting Jesus Christ. True? Is that true? Was that God speaking? That was Lucifer. There was a place that an animal spoke to Laban. Is that true? There was a place that so many people spoke in the Bible. For the fact that it was documented, and the people that wrote it were not there. Moses was there in Numbers 14 when the animal was talking to Balaam. But Moses wrote Numbers and he knew what happened there. Why? Because he got the inspiration by God. Altogether, so everything that was documented in the canon, when we say canon of scriptures, now if you're from the Catholic faith, they have extra Bibles like Tobit, Tobias, Judith, Maccabees, yes. We generally in the Christian body believe that is not part of the canon. Why? Because there are some characteristics they consider before considering what we call the canon of scripture. And those scriptures didn't fit into them altogether. So we stick to what we have. Number two, definition of the Bible. The spoken word of God directly via the Holy Spirit. Once God spoke to you, now this has to do with the rhema of God. The spoken word of God directly via the Holy Spirit. Are we together? And the Holy Spirit can speak to you. And once the Holy Spirit speaks to you, that is the voice of God speaking. Are we together? Are we together? What the Holy Spirit speaks to you at that moment is the word of God. Me carrying this microphone at this moment is the word of God for you. That's together. Yes. Once immediately God gives you an instruction at that moment, that is what we call the rhema or the revealed word of God. Number three, or any communication of God to man by nature. Any communication of God to man by nature. Romans chapter 1 verse 20. Psalms 19 verse 1. And then Proverbs chapter 4 from verse 30 to 34. Romans 1 20. Psalms 19 verse 1. Proverbs 24. 30 to 24. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Can we have Psalms 19 also? Verse 1. This is where we're talking about that. Even if nobody has preached to you, when you look around nature, you have enough reasons to believe in Jesus Christ. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament what? So when you look up the sky, we look around, we look at the planet, look at the sky, look at the sun, the moon, what is happening, you will know that God exists. Is that true? Now all these are not written in the Bible, but when you observe, the Bible says they will teach you that there is a God and he speaks about God. Now let's have Proverbs 24, 30 to 34. Proverbs 24, 30 to 34. Proverbs 24, 30 to 34. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Yes, sir. Now he went to the field and lo, it was grown over with thorns and nettles and nettles had covered the face thereof and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Yes. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received what? And receive what? Instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber. So God can just take you out in the morning and look at the way things are happening. And then by them he is speaking to you. I want you to get that. At that moment, they look at the lilies in the field, the leaders on the river, God will feed them. So when you look at nature, without a scripture, don't forget that in the days of the apostles, when they said, we will give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word, New Testament was not written. Is that correct? The first book in the New Testament to be written, some people say it's the book of James. That's true. The gospel was not written. So what we have today, revelation and all that, when they say we'll give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word, the Bible, the New Testament was not written. So let's say they have only the Old Testament. I believe some theologians believe that in the Old Testament, the scripture was only in the temple. And that was just that when he read it, they folded it back and kept it back. It was written in parchment of skins. Okay, that was not available to everybody. And then the apostles were buying laws at that time. They were hated. So it was difficult. Before the point, when they say they gave themselves to the ministry of prayer and the word of God, it tells us that it means there are many things that could be the word of God for us. So I gave you four things you can look at, and these things could be the word of God to you. And I believe whatsoever the way God has been speaking to you via nature, via his voice directly, and then the scriptures. Altogether. But all the three other ways still come back to number one. The written word of God, still 66 books. Is that correct? Now, what are the facts about the word of God? Number one, is God is limited, constrained, and bounded by the written word. God is limited. God is constrained. And God is bounded by the written word. As omnipotent as God is, anything that is not in scriptures, he cannot do. Now, I'm using this word intentionally. He cannot, not that he will not. God is limited to scripture. I don't get that. Anything that the Bible has not given in the provision. God is not like Nigeria's president. that the constitution says you must be a graduate before you become a president. And then the person says you will not do it because he's a president. He overrules the law. Altogether, it's not like that. Once the Bible has said this is the boundary, God is limited to you. Number two. The written word of God is eternally settled and completed. The written word of God, Psalms 119 verse 89. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 10. Revelations 22, 18 to 19. And then Proverbs chapter 30 verse 6. Psalms 119 verse 89. Ecclesiastes. We have a lot of scriptures because this is the word of God. I have a lot of scriptures. So what we'll do is, I'll give you the scripture, then I'll paraphrase some of them and we'll move forward. Okay, we agree? Alright, it says that, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled what? In heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 10 says, there's nothing that is new upon the earth. Everything that we see, there will not be a time that, okay, this is 21st century, and then the Bible has become old school. All together, till 30th or 100th century, the Bible will remain eternally settled. All together, but Proverbs 30 verse 6 says, add nothing to the word of God. Revelation 22 verse 18 and then 19 says, don't remove anything and don't add. It is complete. All together, don't remove anything and don't add to it. The Bible, Genesis to Revelation, is complete and eternally settled. When it was written years ago, God had a view of 2020. Altogether, had a view of 50, 50, 100, 100. So number three about the Word of God is, the Word of God is the final authority and the highest authority on earth. The Word of God is what? The final authority and the highest authority on earth. Romans chapter 3 verse 4. Romans 3 verse 4 said, let every man be a liar and let God alone be true. Is that correct? Romans 3 verse 4. God forbid, let God be true, but every man a liar. Every authority is secondary to the authority of God. Altogether, Lamentation 3:37 says, who is it that saith a thing and it cometh to pass? When what? God has not permitted or spoken it. Psalms 138 verse 2. Bible says, I esteem the word of God above, because the word of God is esteemed above his name. Actually, that is King James, but actually the right meaning is the word of God exists, is exalted as his name. That's NIV. NIV gave the best for that. Okay, now, the word of God is a final authority. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4. The word of God. So, every authority, whatsoever verdict a man has given, the word of God can overrule it. Altogether, I want you to get that, guys. Since the king work is supreme, who can say to him, what are you doing? This is NIV. I want you to get that. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Not like King James says. That's something like Bible, don't you? Where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. And who may say unto him what ways now? I'm not rotating, you know. So any judgment you cannot give up because you don't have Philippians 2. The Bible says they shall bring forth. That's the final authority, is that correct? But you cannot marry because you are from a family that cannot marry. The Bible says he made them male and female. How together? Say none shall want her mate. The Bible says you will not prosper. No, he said, the thing cannot prosper because you don't have a certificate. Say, gold and silver belongs to me. I give, Deuteronomy 8:18 says, I am the Lord your God. Remember me, I am the one I give what? Power to make wealth. They are giving you a death sentence. They are pronounced you dead of cancer or of a disease. That is a doctor's verdict. The word of God has the ultimate authority in life. All together? Yes. For the word of God, say with me, the word of God is the final authority and the highest authority in my life. In my life. Number four, the word of God is inerrant. What they call inerrancy of scriptures. I-N-E-R-R-A-N-C-Y-O-D. Inerrant, you see, inerrancy. You see. Okay, now. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. What that means is the word of God doesn't have an error. Okay, now. Inerrancy of scriptures. That's what they call it in theology. The word of God is inerrant. The word of God, there is no mistake. We hear of Muslim apologetics and many apologetics. They say, there is mistake in the Bible. Tell me, there is no mistake in the Bible. That the word of God is inerrant. All scripture, all, including in and amen. They command, they full stop, everything, there is no mistake. If the Bible says the sun is yellow, it is correct. That's true? How many believe it's true? If the Bible says today is 2017, it's correct. Because the scripture is in, there is no error. There is no something you can prove and disprove that those atomic theory. And they have J.J. Thompson model of the atom. Okay, that, no, he are disproving the other theory. No. The word of God is in error, no error, perfect. It is difficult to find a mistake in the Bible, even in English, that's true. Very difficult, even in the natural. Number five. Every eye in the Bible will be and must be dotted. And all the T's will be crossed. The meaning is, everything written in the Bible will come to pass. All the I's will be dotted. All the T's will be crossed. Do you know what that means? It means everything written, Matthew 26:56, John 19:28, John 17:12, Mark 13:31. Matthew 26:56, John 19:28, John 17:19, Mark 13:31. Which one is up? But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophet might be what? Fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Can we have Mark 13:31? Many feel that Jesus did was just to fulfill what was written. He didn't need to do it. Okay, that. But because it was written that this will happen, it was happening. It was written that he will be baptized, he must be baptized. Remember, how many of you know that the Bible says that I come in the volumes of the book written concerning me? How many of you know that means? You know that there is a volume of book concerning you. That is about me. Say with me, it must happen. All the I's must be dotted. All the T's must be crossed. You are destined to be a multi-billionaire and then you go to heaven while you are trekking on earth. No, say with me, all the I's must be dotted. All the T's must be crossed. There is something written about your life. But the heaven and earth shall pass away. But my words shall not what? Pass away. Everything will happen. Everything, hell will happen. God will not change his mind though. If Jesus Christ decided to go to hell, God will not change his mind about hell. Do you know that? All together. Everything written must happen. So anything written about my life must happen. There is something about me and it must happen. How many of you want that to happen? Everything about your life. If God say you marry and have 3 children, what devil will make you to have 1? That is true. If God say you will be a dispenser of houses, you will not be living in a rented apartment in your life. You know, there are many people who know that. If God has said sorry, if God has said that you will be a national phenomenon, you will not die if they do. Oh my God. If God says your voice will be heard, you will not be only singing in both songs for the rest of your life. Oh my God. I wish you understand what I'm saying. The volumes of the book written concerning you must happen. For me, it will happen. Everything that God has written, the devil will not stop it. Mamalawo and Dilawo and Fulawo cannot stop it. All the lawos cannot stop it. It must happen. Tell me it must happen. It shall happen. The devil cannot make it to stop. In the name of Jesus. Now the Bible is not a logical book primarily. But it is a spiritual code. The Bible is not a logical book. It's not a book that you can look at it and look at it by your brain. Luke 24:45, sir. Are we on? Then open ye their word, understanding, that they might what? Understand the scriptures. John 5:39. Acts 17:2. Ephesians 1:18. Any one of them you can have it out. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are. They which testify of me. There is a CRS teacher in one of the government schools in my place. The guy is a Muslim. You understand what I said? This CRS in the school, yes, it's a Muslim. Shall a Muslim professor the CRS? Why? Because this is letter. You can read it and understand it the way you understand social science. But the guy will think he understands God because he teaches CRS. And he has no clue whatsoever. You understand that? So the Bible is not a logical book that can carry barrel and wear goggles and use goggles and search. What does he say? And then understand it by that. Until God open your understanding. That is why somebody can say, I've been reading one scripture for the book of Revelation, I've been reading for years. Till today is the homework of theologians. Very difficult to understand and grasp. I mean, when you read the book of Revelation, you go here, you go when I read the book of Ezekiel. Go to East Gate, go to West Gate, go to North Gate. The book was not making sense. Anytime it was Ezekiel or my Bible reading plan, I want to finish on time. Or to where my eyes were opened. Seriously. Is it true for you or all of your spiritual guys? And to go open your eyes, become some people carry the Bible and they sleep, but some people carry the Bible and they beg them to sleep, to stop. Why? Because they are seeing everything there, and you are seeing thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, and he bear, be gathered. That is it. Why? Because the Bible is not a logical book. The most educated professor of neurosurgeon may carry the Bible and then a village garri seller in the market. Whose eye has been open will see it in the professor will never see it till he dies. Why? Because the Bible is not a logical book. Not a book you carry science and approach or philosophy. That's why Plato, Socrates, and then they are the greatest philosophers and the minds that have left. Once anything they have said is not in concordance with the Bible, it fades with time. Are we together? Say with me, the Bible. It's not a logical book. What is your first class and two? I will not apply here. All together. So calm down because the Bible is not a logical book. Number 7. No one has monotony of scripture. No one has what? Monotony of scripture. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20. And then Acts 17:11. 2 Peter, nobody has monotony. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of what? Of any private interpretation. Acts 17:11, sir. No prophecy of scriptures is of any private interpretation. Now, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, that's what the Bereans. In that they received the word of God from Apostle Paul with all readiness of mind. And then after they had preached, what did they do? They searched the scripture daily. Whether those things Apostle Paul, not Jotham, not Dr. Dick Olukoya, not Dr. Paul and Nature, Apostle who? All of these men of God are studying what Apostle Paul wrote. But those guys, Apostle Paul was reading and they were confirming. Because he doesn't have the monopoly. Nobody can come and say, it is not written in the Bible, God told me this one is a lie. How is that? Everything that God told you, we must confirm it here. Because nobody has the monopoly. No human being will ever write in this world that will have a unique, exclusive revelation. We must confirm it in scriptures. Jesus appeared to Kenneth E. Hagin. Kenneth E. Hagin said, show me where it was written in the Bible. Jesus Christ, he said, the word. Kenneth E. Hagin said, I know you are Jesus Christ. But show me where, what they are saying now, where it is in the Bible, I've never seen it. Then Jesus smiled and said, open the book of Luke. And then he showed him. But nobody has a monopoly. Nobody can come and say, God showed me something. You can marry two wives. You may not understand it. It's not written in the Bible. But God showed me in the night. Say, it's a lie. No, it's a lie. It's a lie. Nobody has a monopoly. But if we cannot confirm it here, your revelation is not correct. I was discussing with Moya about something that said God told us something like that. I didn't know. It's not according to the scriptures. So we cannot confirm. Nobody has the monotony of hearing God though. You know what I'm saying? God told me I can join ink and car and be a preacher. God showed me. In fact, I had a 24-hour vision in the night. In the market, children were busy guarding the window of my room. And then Jesus Christ ascended with a golden ladder. He came with his robe white and a blue, giddle and purple scarlet clothes. And he said, my son Jotham, I have a dual anointing for you. It's not God that spoke. But we must confirm it with scripture. Do you understand me now? Nobody has monopoly. No, so nobody should ever deceive you and tell you something that cannot be verified and confirmed in scriptures. What about we now? Number 8. The revealed word of God has magnetic effect in the spirit, soul, and body of man. The word of God that is revealed has what? A magnetic effect in the spirit, soul, and body of a man. No, Proverbs 22 verse 6. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should grow. And when he's old, he will know what? The Bible gives you a guaranteed instruction. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not. It is guaranteed. How many of you can remember Charles? How many of you are sitting here? How many of you can remember Boyer's Law? Boyer's. Charles Law. Remember it? How many of you can remember J.J. Thompson, mother of the atom? J.J. Thompson. How many of you can remember the four Dalton atomic theory? How many of you can, your hands are going down now? I want you to get the professor, you cannot remember. I've got to you. How to get that? You cannot remember it, right? But one time you got A in that course, true. Yes. Why? Because it doesn't have a magnetic effect in your life. All the things you read out for school, one time you forget about them. But the Bible has a guarantee that once you train a child in the word of God, it will stay for life. For life. I'm a fan of studying bad boys. I like bad, really bad people. You understand me? I like real, that's why I like movies on war, real drug lord, bad people. And most of them, after a while, especially those that later change in the end, so what their mother told them when they were a child was what moved them. What they had in Sunday school was what moved them. Because the word of God is in, once it gets to your spirit, it's there for life. Okay, that? So the word of God is revealed to you. That's why you can remember a scripture that got to your spirit any day, any time. True? Yes. No sentence, number 9 now. No sentence, detail, or word in the Bible is unnecessary. All are intentional and calculated. No sentence, detail, or word in the Bible is unnecessary. All are intentional and calculated. James chapter 4 verse 5. And then you can put John 21, 25. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain? Now you read the Bible and say, why is he there? How do you get that? The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. John 21, 25. And there are also many things which Jesus did, the which if they should be written everywhere, I suppose, that even the word itself could not contain the books that should be written. Now we have 66 books and limited things that are written. And then the Bible will still have 1-2 chapters saying, Abraham beget Isaac, Isaac beget Jacob, this beget this, this beget this. How do you get that? How do you get that?
Yes, sir.
And then wonder, why didn't God write this important thing should have been written? True or false? And then you read something, why is this in this detail? There is your whole book tied to the book of Numbers, third Numbers. Okay, that? How many of you have ever read the Bible sincere and they say, you felt that these things were not necessary? How many of you? Correct, thank God. You felt that they were not necessary, but the Bible, every one of them is necessary. Now, when you read the Bible, there was them all this beget this, I felt this was necessary. We don't need to trace this. Until I read the book of Nehemiah and the book of Ezra. When they came back from captivity, and then they were tracing a generation of priests, and there were two families that could not trace where they came from. How many of you have seen in the Bible? Go and look for you, I will tell you now. The book of Nehemiah and Ezra. All the two scriptures, when they came back, they were tracing their genealogy so that they got become priests. But when they could not trace their family, the Bible said they were casted off of priesthood. Do you understand? Now, if they were a third record of this, we get this, and then they go trace, and then you are truly a Levite. Now, walk as a Levite. But there were families and a whole number of people that they could not trace where they belong. And then the Bible said they were casted off. Nehemiah and Ezra, both of them documented the same thing. So, no command, no detail in the Bible is not necessary. When you see the Bible describing an animal, describing a horse, describing a bed of somebody, describing something, no detail is not important. All together? Everything, as a matter of fact, the details are the base of revelation. Now, somebody say, and now, God, the Bible says, God moves slowly. Now, somebody can preach 2 hours on that slowly. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
And the Bible says, the Spirit of God moves, the weather moves, somebody can get a revelation for 3 sermons. Nothing is not necessary. Everything is, some things are intentional. When God, when the Bible recorded that Jesus Christ slept and was on with a pillow in a ship, it was intentional to tell you that God sleeps. And when you are sleeping, you should have a pillow. And then he was sleeping in a ship, not a boat that was possible. Yes. He was looking like a wealthy. How many people want to be like Jesus Christ?
My God.
And the ship was an executive boat under. He didn't know there was snow. But then that if you have a mobility, it should be an executive one. Whether you brought the one that cannot see the gallop. I wouldn't get that up. He was sleeping in the storm, he could not feel it. Peace of mind. That means you ride a car like a Mercedes, not that the one you have. Every gallop of your car is in synchrony with the gallop. No. So it's a guy that will just, and then you will not, everything is born again. When the Bible says that God fed the Israelites in the afternoon or in the morning with manna, and in the night with what? Birds and flesh. And the Bible says he gave Elisha bread and what? And what? And meat. Is that correct?
Yes.
Come out here. That is to tell you that it is a crime. It is not correct to eat food without meat.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
Now, if God is going to provide for you, if it is God, there will be meat inside.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the earth that you could not remove, the meat all to them. Mm-hmm. You know, you eat and then you know you ate meat, not like prayer point or sin card. You get there in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now that detail are very important. Every detail in scripture has a message and it's very intentional. Are we together, guys? So when the person you're reading, don't observe the detail. God is trying to tell you something. This is the way I operate. This is the way I do my things. This is the way I behave. Now, no sentence, no detail, don't forget in the word is not necessary. Number 10 now. Nothing against the word ever prevailed. John 10:35. Matthew 21:44. And then Luke 20:18. Nothing turned against the word of God can prevail. The Bible says, if you call them God unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot what? And the scripture cannot be broken. Matthew 21:44. Matthew 21:44. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whosoever he shall fall, it will grind him what? To powder. You come against the Bible. Many people gave their blood so that the Bible can be preserved. Two of us. Many people gave their life. William Tyndale. I remember when I read Bible history, many of them gave their life to translate the Bible to English. Many kings removed the babies from the womb of pregnant women, killed them and lead them on the street to rot so that people be afraid. Carry babies and bash them on the wall and be narrow, wicked people. But they cannot stop the word of God. You can't. You can't. Are you together? No president will come and say he will stop presenting Nigeria. It's too late. When there was no oil in Nigeria, they could not do it. The oil in Nigeria is too much. You understand what I'm talking about? The anointing in this country is too much for one man to say Christianity cannot exist. Because nothing against the word of God can happen, can prevail. Number 11, errors, doom, disasters, and catastrophes of life are inevitable without the word of God. Matthew 22:29. You are sentenced to a life of mistakes, regrets, errors, disasters, when the word of God is with you. You know, in your life. Matthew 22:29, sir. Jesus answered them and said unto them, you do what? You do err, not knowing what? The scriptures, not the power of God. The reason why you are erring and making mistakes is because you don't know scriptures. Not knowing the Bible, you are sentenced to a life of mistakes. Altogether, You will not make mistakes in the name of Jesus Christ. I remember when I was in the house, I preached about mistakes that young people make. Don't forget, I said that day that there are mistakes that are correctable, that are mistakes that cannot be corrected. You are sentenced to a life of mistakes without the word of God in your life. The word of God will order your life and tell you what to do and not what to do. And then finally, about the word of God, if the word of God is universal, or the word of God is likened to a universal solvent, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the word of God can be likened to what? A universal solvent. Now, if you are a science student, we mean, what we say a substance is a, what is a universal solvent? What? We are saying, I see their moment. If you are confident, what is a universal solvent?
Water.
Water, correct. Why? Because it dissolves how many percent of the salt of liquid, of solvent? What is the percentage? They let it over 70, is that correct? Most of the solvents can be dissolved by water. It doesn't dissolve all. But most will be dissolved by water. Otherwise, the water is a universal solvent. So the word of God can solve all your problems in life. How do you know? Can solve all your problems in life. It will solve, teach you how to pray, teach you how to get favor, teach you how to get character, teach you how to walk in the supernatural, teach you everything. So the word of God in all the areas of life, it can heal you of emotional trauma. I don't get that. Emotional pain. He broke my heart. The word of God can heal your heart. She stole my money. The word of God can comfort you. You lost somebody. The word of God can bring you joy and comfort. You need to know how to start a automobile company. The man of God, the man that started all these heavy duty trucks. No heavy duty trucks. What is it? Yes, what is that? The name of the man. He was a believer. Yes, Brother Peter. I can't really remember his name now. But he was an addicted word man and a prayer man. In the breath of meditation, he saw the formula and how to do it, and he go and tell them, and this is the way, and then the road, and that was how it came about. Okay, so the word of God contains everything. Now, what does the word of God represent to a believer? Let me close. What does the word of God represent to a believer? Or the necessities of the word of God? How many of you are getting understanding here? Alright. What does the word of God represent to a believer? When you hear the preaching, when you hear the word of God coming, what does it represent to a believer? Okay, now, many people just come and then let the preacher do his thing. That's what they say. Let the preacher do his thing. That's what they say. Let the pastor do his thing. And let him go and let them start the concert. Let the bookmaster start the concert. Let them come and give up. Let the pastor come and do his thing. But I don't do anything, you know. Are we together? There's a way people look at the word of God. Anything done with the word, so people look at it as a just part of the menu. Preaching in service is not part of the service order. Okay, that way the people can bring their phone. Okay, they want to preach now. Let me run home and bring something and bring before they preach preaching. Why? Because the word, they don't have any value, any sense of respect for the word of God. Okay, that. So what does the word of God, as a believer, what does the Bible represent to you? Okay, that. Now the word of God represents or reveals the character, the ability, the inability, the strength, and the capabilities of God. The word of God reveals God's character. It reveals God's ability. It reveals God's inability. It reveals God's strength. It reveals His capability. Are we together? Luke 24 verse 27. It is in Psalms 19 verse 6 that, Revelation 19 verse 6 that the Bible says, God is omnipotent. Psalms 139 from verse 7 to 8, 9, the Bible says, God is what? Omnipresent. Are we together? Well, Luke 24, 27, and then Titus chapter 1 verse 2. And then Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18. Matthew 19, 26. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things that what concerning him. He used the Bible to explain about himself. In Titus chapter 1 verse 1, Hebrews 6:18. Hebrews 6:18, the Bible says that by two immutable things, God cannot what? No, now. Did the Bible make a mistake when he said cannot? You know what I'm saying? It is impossible for God to lie. Titus chapter 1 verse 2. Titus 1 verse 2. All together. So this is what the word of God reveals. In the hope of eternal life, which God that what cannot lie. From so the Bible reveals that, oh yes, God cannot lie. It reveals to all the character of God. God cannot lie. That means everything he says is true. The Bible, it was in the Bible you read that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. Is that correct? The psalmist says, if I run to the grave, he's there. Even if I go to hell, he's there. It was in the Bible that God is omnipotent. Everything is possible with God. It is the Bible that reveals that God is omniscient. As you read the Bible, you understand the way God reacts and the way he behaves. Are you together? There are books about characteristics of animals, characteristics of hydrogen. A characteristic of hydrogen has a pungent sound. That's true. How many of you did qualitative analysis? Qualitative analysis tells you, when you see these characteristics, what nitrogen smells like a rotten egg. Is that not true? So when there are some certain characteristics, when you see these features, you know that this is nitrogen. So the Bible reveals to us the character of God. As you study the Bible often and often and often, you will know the way the things got. That's why sometimes there are things that doesn't fear me. Because after I know that this God doesn't behave like that, that is not the same God is predictable. I'll get that. But there are some things that are static about God. You know what I'm saying? God is not predictable, but there are things that are static. That God is ever faithful. Is that a static quality? God is dynamic in something, but there are some things about God that are static. Number two, what the Bible means or the necessity of the Bible is, the Word of God reveals our history, our current situation, and our future. 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 3 to 4. The Bible reveals our history, our current situations, and then our future. Are we together? 1 Corinthians 15, 3 to 4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to what? The scriptures. We read in the Bible how human beings were formed. True? If not Charles Darwin. They say we came from apes. No, I did not come from him. I don't look like this. Anybody that say came from him, he look, he should. That's why their brain behaved like an ape. Oh, they say a man to sleep with a man. That's not, it's not looking like an ape. It's not true. A woman, even here, not be a lot. Okay, they came from the animal that came before him. But the Bible told us our history. Is that true? The first man to be created was a black man. Hope you know that. Yes, Adam's knee red. You can go pull it, you can research anywhere. The first man to be created was a black man. How do you get that? So the Bible tells us, he said, how we came from. You read from Genesis chapter 1 to Malachi chapter 4. The last verse in Malachi is verse 6, I believe. We reveal the history of the church. How God did with people, how he raised prophets, and how the church came from. And then when you read from Matthew chapter 1 to Revelation 22, the last verse will be verse 20. How do you get that? Tells us our history. And then when you study, you see the way 2020 is in scriptures. We are in perilous times, and the Bible will tell us what should happen around our time. Okay, the Bible gave us the characteristics of the year 2020, and the Bible reveals our future. Things will never get better, that's the truth. Hope you know that. Is it true? Nigeria will become better. Since you are small, you've been hearing it. Since my father was small, he has been hearing it. But now he's over almost 80, over 70. The things that were not alive when he was as a child, they have invented now. The Americans have stopped inventing scientific, they are not inventing sin. How do you get that? Inventing sin gadget. A woman doesn't need to marry now, she can marry a robot. But we know from the Bible that we are human beings. We have the heart of God. How do you get that? We are flesh and blood. God breathed into us. And then we know that in this life there are perilous times. But the Bible says those that know their God will do what? Strong, and they shall do exploit. And then the Bible reveals of our future. In the midst of the turmoil, we are exempted. How do you get that? So the Bible, when you read the Bible, you can understand what will happen. That's why the Bible says that the rapture will not come to us as those that are not aware. Because the Bible tells us what to expect, and when we see this and this happening, we know that the end is near. Is that true? Well, I think we spoke about that in the conference. So the Bible reveals our history. So if you really want to know about man, don't go and read history book or social science. Go and read the Bible. The history of how human beings behave. How do we get that, guys? So the Bible contains our history. Number three, why do you need the Bible? The word of God reveals the nature of the kingdom that is the body of Christ. 1 Peter 2:6. And the Bible reveals the nature of the kingdom. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. It is the Bible that tells us to Matthew 6:33. What does it say? Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all other things. But in the secular kingdom, that is not their order. Is it true? In the secular kingdom, you seek money first and then everything will follow. True of us? Yes. In the secular kingdom, you don't pay your tithe. You do investment and you multiply your money. But in our kingdom, 10% is not your own. In their kingdom, 100% belong to them. There is a man, the richest man in Babylon. How many people in that book? Babylon, that book is not a Christian book. Yes. Say that you should give 10% to poor people. That's the Bible principle. How many people read the book at all? Alright. So that is the kingdom of the world. It's not our kingdom. As you read the Bible says you marry one wife. In their kingdom, you can marry two wives and then have baby mamas. And then have side chick. Is that not true? That is the order in the kingdom. You can have a side chick. I watched a documentary of a man. No, there are four or five. One has 23 children. No, he has 56 children from 23 baby mamas. One has 73 from 53. And then another one says he has 6.5 children. Say he's 51. From how many women? Say from 8 women. Something like that. One of the cheapest things in our generation is sex. And one of the cheapest that people get is women. Women are easily available. God will deliver the brothers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God will give, amen. God will give our sisters sense.
Amen.
God will give them wisdom.
Amen.
One thing that is secular people, because they are, because that's why you go to secular world, and then that's why, I'm talking about American culture now. That's why they have a lot of people in prisons, no father. You grow up as a child, you are out in the night by 9. And then you have a young lady that is 12 years with her breath just popping up. And you are with her by 9 p.m. You cannot be discussing chemistry and physics. Meanwhile, you have been watching Whiskey and Davido and Nara Male on TV, and all they show you is sex. What will you do? When you don't have your father around, you don't have your mother to guide you. See, today when I went from 7 in my house, the house, they are my father's house, and they grown up adult as I am. You are home. So but there are people of my age, almost all my age mates around my age, all of them have babies. If they had a father like what they may not have had. All together? Yes. Now, in their kingdom, all this you cannot love a man without having sex. That is the way to operate in their kingdom. And it has shown the backwardness of it. Many of them are addicted and suffering. It doesn't work. They think you cannot get a man, you cannot be an angel, you cannot have sex. Men don't marry because of sex. Ladies need to know this. So they wish to remove their brain and inject it. Men have sex as an adventure. Every man marries a woman because of stability. How do you get that? God help us, let me not vent my frustration on you. Praise God. But the word of God reveals the nature of the kingdom. There is a way we operate in this kingdom. It reveals you must honor people. There is a way the Bible says you must honor, give honor to whom honor is due. Not everybody is your mate. How do you get that? American come to say you can call your father, Pop, say how far, daddy, how far. Your father flogs you, recall the police. That is anti-Bible. What do you know that? Bible says, foolishness lies in the bosom of a child. But the rod of correction will drive it away. You wire the child, his brain will work. Ah, yeah, yeah. Sit down here, children will not sit down. Two stroke of K, the brain will format. Self control will come. What 5 minutes of talk? A child at the level of a child that talk will not make sense. There's a state at a particular age when you read books about children that talk doesn't make sense to them. And when you allow them to have it their will, sit down, don't sit down. The letter is just sit down the wrong when you grow up because they are used to disobeying you. But when you tell them sit down and you then you give them a sound slap, that uncle that you command their brain when they sit down, put on. That is the order of this kingdom. The order of the kingdom is you work hard, any money you have not labored for is not yours. But in Nigeria, a man of God, my mentor, Dr. Daniel, he says that if you want to see confusion, let's say you open a dictionary and they say confusion means you don't understand. He said, come to Nigeria. You understand confusion. Where there is abundant wealth and abundant excess poverty. You cannot balance the equation. Somebody will become a trillionaire overnight. With money they have never worked for. But the kingdom is you must work. How together? You must work. For the word of God revealed the way things should be done. How together? The word of God revealed what? Things that should be done. That's why you must value it. Because it shows how you must behave. You know the word by some son that says we live by a different set of rules. You don't know so in the world.
Yes,
Lord. I like that song very much. How do you get that? Yeah. That we live by a different set of rules. You don't listen to somebody that's an unbeliever and tell them that, you Christians should respect your father, you are very stupid. Many people that wrote or that write on Facebook are not Christians. Why should Christians be listening to their pastors? Yeah, that is the way we do it here. Is that true? That is the way we do it here. So the Bible reveals order. That's why you must study, you must know how to behave. Reveal the way the kingdom should behave. Number four. The word of God reveals the king's constitution of the kingdom. Romans 15 verse 4. And then James 2, 8. You can put 2 Timothy 3:16 also. Romans 15 verse 4 says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for what? Our learning. That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So the Bible is our constitution. Anything not permitted in the Bible is not permitted anywhere. Are we together? Come on, are we together?
Yes,
if the Bible doesn't permit fornication, there is no condition that fornication is permitted. You are about to die. Okay, let me sleep with her. So I'll have a child before I die. It's not permitted until you pay her down. True?
True.
The Bible is our constitution. Anything written in the Bible is our order. It's our code. What is the constitution in law? There's a mantra that is for something like that. What is that? Yeah. What is that? Something like, the constitution is like the way they use the order or something like that.
Section,
okay. So, section, Matthew, section 6, subsection 33, says, seek the kingdom first. So, Pastor, you think you're not seeking the kingdom? I told you the constitution that gives you. True or yes? Now he has come to see the kingdom, he's not guilty. Is that not true? So we can open the Bible and judge anyone. According to Matthew or section 2 or section 2, our section is chapter. Then our subsection is verse. It's very, very serious, guys. All together, the Bible is our constitution. Anything not in the Bible is not correct. You must have a double boyfriend. It's not in the constitution. It made them what? Male and what? Is that S the females? You know, a man is like, is he good? He will have plenty of women. You cannot just keep one woman.
Yeah.
Is that what the Bible says? Are you a he good? You learn. These people, their brain is backward. Just sit down and I say, sin will take you one step forward. And 7 steps backward. Then you take another one step again. And then you move 7 steps backward. The Bible is our constitution. How do you get that? You can work in a tobacco company so long as you're not taking a tobacco. Is that correct? That's what it says. But the Bible says, don't sponsor evil, don't even wish them well. You can sell Buddha so long as you're not taking Buddha. Walk to him that gives drink to another man. Is that what the Bible says? Walk to him The person that took a lady to the abortion clinic and the person that did the abortion and the person that treated her after the abortion, all of them committed abortion. If your partner is another sin, you that connected the guy, the lady, and the guy committed fornication, you are guilty of fornication. How do you know that?
Okay.
You know, allegedly the person that did it actively, you that have the best to sign the signature and then hide it behind. You are part of the people that stole the money. You that gossip about somebody and then the person married did not work, or the person did not, the relationship eventually broke. You are the one that broke the relationship. You are part of the people. And the one, the Bible says that he that shares gossip causes the best friend to separate. Two of us. Hey, favor, let me tell you what Pastor Ezekiel told me. If I don't know. No, he told me, and then, so Ezekiel, you deceived me. And then, how do they do it? As far as the Bible is concerned, I am guilty. Come, you know that?
I hope.
Praise God. Are you smiling? Not true.
It's true.
So the Bible repeats our constitution. Number 5. The word of God is a conveyor of God's power, promises, and supplies to men. When God wants to send something to us, he sends his word. Psalm 107 verse 20, what does he say? He sent his word and what? It healed them. And deliver them from what? Jeremiah 23 verse 29 says, my word is like a hammer and like fire that breaks the rock to pieces. Isaiah 55 from verse 10 to 11 says, the word of God lives like a dew and doesn't return to him until he fulfills his purpose. Are we together? So the word of God reveals, if God wants to do something to you, he sends the word to you. Like a word is coming to you now that you shall prosper. You see, that is a word for you. The word is coming to you now that you are preserved. That is the word of God for you now. The word of God is going to go that you will be in health. That is the word for you. If God wants to heal you, he will send a word to you. So my God is sending a word to you right now for your best. Come on, are we together? Are we together, guys?
Yes, sir.
So the word of God is the conveyor of God's power. When I see a cripple and I say, rise and walk, it is not R-I-S-E that made it to rose up. It is the word of God in those spoken words that caused him to rise up. Three of us. But what God is doing to him, somebody must what? Speak. When Moses stood face to face with the Red Sea, until he acted and spoke, the Red Sea would have never divided. When Elijah spoke before Jordan, he said, the way the blood of Elijah, my father, and he parted. What God wants to do, so that is what the Bible says, or what the Bible says, that your future and your life is in your words. How do you get that? I have the message, the power of words. It's good you listen to it. I'll get it after that. It's in your words. What you say affects your life. This morning, I looked at my mirror. After wearing my shoes, I said, Joseph, you are anointed. You are blessed to people. You will never be broke. All will work well. I keep saying it will happen. Look at myself in the mirror. Why do you go black, sir? I wish I was here. You got your family, no hope for you. No hope for you, Peter, no hope. You keep saying it to happen. I'll get up. But because the word of God, every word that is power, that is life, the word of God that is speaking, the word that is speaking unto their word, their spirit and their life. So when God do something to you, he sends his word. So the word of God is a conveyor of his power. When you open the Bible and you are reading, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praising him, all his angels. Praise him now. This is a conveyor of God's healing to you. Come on, are we together? Conveyor of God's ability to you. It conveys the anointing to your life. Everything you need is in this Bible. Remove everything in this world and have the Bible. Everything will work. Hope you know that. Hope you know that. Everything is in here. Everything. So the word of God contains your healing. The next business you need to do, I don't know the story of your man that read the Bible and started a fish business, and that business took him out of the country. You remember that story? You remember the story? He was doing Wolfby was a faith Bible Institute in the Living Faith Church, and then he was very poor, very, very broke, that he couldn't even pay his tuition fee, 200 naira, something like that. And then he was reading his Bible, Lord delivered from poverty. And then he saw that Jesus Christ was roasting fish for his disciples after his resurrection. Then he got an idea of a fish business. He started in the airport. And then a rich man from out of the country often come and buy it for his wife. Anytime the wife is gone, he travels by the boat, say, ah, you come to Nigeria, where's that fish? And then the man says, his wife has been discovering every time he's traveling. Can you come to America and be doing that fish business? That's how the guy moved. And he became a multi-billionaire in dollars by reading the word of God. You can read the word of God and see a concept and then your life will change forever. Hope you know that.
Yes, sir.
That was because the word of God I saw about prosperity. I saw about this thing I'm telling about meat and fish. I saw it in the Bible. At the point in my life, I was eating without anything. But I said, no, this thing must change. But when I saw the way God did it, that is the way it should be. All together. So that when God entered Jerusalem, he entered with a horse. Nobody has ridden. That means I will not be buying the combo to come back for the rest of my life. So I would say the donkey, nobody has what? Ever ridden, never, nobody has sat down on it. I mean, it is God, it's not a nobility. That means it's not that God will be buying cotton car from cotton every year. You should be able to buy a new car. Brand new house. Brand new wife. Brand new phone. Brand new clothes. You will never see your credit card, you know? Never. You know what I'm talking about? It's the will of God for you. But even though you may not be in that stage now, but that is the will. Then you look towards it. Because that is what the word of God reveals. It reveals what? It conveys God's power, promises of life. Right? And then number six. Number one of God. All later. Anybody lost? Okay. The word of God reveals how transactions are carried out in the kingdom. Upward and downward. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. And then Mark 11, 23-24. It reveals more that when you have a need, you pray. When you have a need, you behave. When you have a need, you did this. And then finally, the word of God is the channel for total transformation of a man, for the renewal of his mind. The word of God is the only channel for total transformation. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Romans 12 verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Romans 12 verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of what? Of your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All together, once you give your life to Christ, now I've learned over time that when you see somebody, Romans 12 verse 2 and then 2 Corinthians 3:18. All together, is it clear? Is anybody lost? The word of God is channeled for total transformation, for the renewal of a man. All together. Praise God. So when you see somebody like, when you see a beautiful sister now, don't judge by her beauty. Man of God told me something I will never forget. We are in front of everyone and say that. When you say a fine girl, until she open her mouth and speak English first. And then you will hear, I called him and he came. How do you get that? Say, until you hear somebody speak, then you know their mindset. The mindset of somebody is who he really is. How do you get that? Like when I meet somebody and the person is telling me, oh, Shimole told Obasheke, and then he told this person this, I'm not even going to do this. When I meet somebody, do you know what I mean? And he's telling me as if he was there when they were talking. I know this person is bad one. One. Two, I will never discuss something unreasonable with you. I know you're not there. You read in the paper and paper is false. Because when I hear the people say, I know this one is bad one, I will get up. When I hear somebody saying that the Christ, Pastor Christ, you have never been to Christ embassy. You have never listened to one message on his phone. You don't even know him. I know your mindset. I will get up. So when people's mindset, when people give their life to Christ, there's a way they behave. When our daughter is about to marry, she must be pregnant first. That is the way we do it in our place. So that Christian has even believed that same thing. Hope you know that. You know that? The lady was married first. How do we know that she's fruitful? She must be pregnant first. That is church wedding, no? And the person is an elder. I don't have my full life so that I know. The lady must be pregnant. How can you marry? I mean, I've never said that she can bear fruit. And that is the mindset he had in his culture before he gave his life to Christ. Giving his life to Christ should be renewed and edited by the word of God. How do you get that? One lady was asking me a question. She was a non-believer of the other faith. In their religion, you are betting and you are singing, you are calling demons. Now she has been a Christian for years. And she confronted with the father. And the father didn't tell them, don't sing when you are in the bedroom. Because you'll be calling demons. Why? Because his mind has not been edited. How do you get that? Now the word of God will renew your mind. As you study it, you begin asking, that's why you must value hearing preaching. How do you get that? It changed your mindset. Everybody who operates, a slave queen has a mindset. And so I'm picture, when you open the brain of a slave queen, you see selfie, shawarma, party, iPhone,
makeup,
Snapchat, Instagram. That's our mindset, two of us. That's our mindset. When you open the mind of a pastor, that's the way pastors think. When you open the mind of a musician, that's the way they think. That is over the info, that is the information that they have gathered over time, and then their mind is positioned or programmed in a particular way. But the word of God will renew your thinking after you give your life to Christ. What? We only have 6 minutes. Praise God. No. This room. I have to stop here. Praise God. The word of God will change your mindset and edit. As you read the word of God and listen to messages, your mind will change. How many of us study the word of God frequently? And how many of your mind be edited by study? Has that happened to you?
Yes,
as you listen to preaches, has your mind is changing or not?
Yes,
if you keep hearing the word of God, you cannot be the same. Let me tell you something. Over time, people that serve God will always speak and it always shows. When we are serving God, they'll be calling you this and telling you, Brother Mary, Sister Mary. Only you know they go to church. But over time, it shows. How do you get that? It shows. So the word of God is your asset to life, and there is the only solution to the word of God. The benefit is, there's only one way that the faith comes to you, and that is what?
Yeah.
By the word of God. Two of us. Faith coming by what?
Yeah.
And only, there is only one way faith comes. There are many ways to build faith. Building of the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Is that correct? Mentorship. But faith comes by one way, by hearing the word of God. If you hear about healing, over that you have faith for healing, what below that? You know the reason why we put him every month? Because that you hear a particular thing after a while. Next month will be the supernatural. After hearing the supernatural after a while, for 31 days, your mind will be pushing towards that area. I hope you know that. After that, we'll talk about character, because after hearing something about the word, it changes your mindset and you begin to think in a particular way. How many of you got something today about the word of God? How many of you have taken issues about the word of God and it's important? Now come to your feet and appreciate what I say. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word that came to us today. Thank you for your word that came to us today. Can you appreciate him? And we pray for grace to, first of all, appreciate him for his word, appreciate him for the understanding that came, appreciate him for the wisdom, appreciate him for everything, and say, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We thank you. We thank you. Now, like we said, addiction to the word of God, something that's about to come upon you, that will cause you and spur you to desire the word of God. Can you begin to communicate your desire? Say, Father Lord, I desire this ability to hunger, long, and thirst for the word of God. To hunger and thirst for the word of God. I desire, please say it first of all before I pray for you. I hunger and thirst for the word of God. I hunger and thirst for the word. I hunger and thirst for the word. Say that to God, communicate your desire to him. I say, I hunger and thirst for you. The atmosphere is being stirred. Kilanamodaya. Can you pray the spirit in Maradash? Shalom, I desire this addictive capacity. Talk to God. You will not carry the word of God and sleep again. You will. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you lift your hands, both hands? Father Lord, you told me by words, you titled the message Addiction to the Word of God. You reveal the capacity of the people to long for you, and their appetite for the Word will increase. Father, now I pray for them as you have instructed me. I pray that everyone here struggling with studying the Word of God, everyone not understanding the Bible when he carries to read, so that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know the hope of his calling. And the Bible says you open up their understanding to understand scriptures. I pray from the front to the back, left to the right, everyone listening to this message far and near, that may the eyes of your understanding be opened in the name of Jesus. The next time you carry your Bible, it will not just be logos. You will get a revelation from it in the name of Jesus. I pray a strange appetite for the Word of God upon you, just like the measure of grace I enjoy. May that same measure come upon you, that may you desire for the Word daily, every day, consistently long for the Word. May you not be comfortable till you study the Word of God. May that happen to you now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over you this month that is remaining. Everything you have prayed for comes to pass. Your appetite for the Word of God increase and become addictive in the name of Jesus. You came here with a challenge in your body. I pray that it is over, that the hand of God come upon you. Every cell in your body, every tissue, every organ and the system in your body begin to function properly. I pray for you, anyone having an emotional trauma, an emotional pain, may the finger of God come and give you joy and peace, comfort and direction. That trusting God for a business breakthrough this week. That trusting God for an employment, a connection, an open door, an opportunity. I lay an anointing upon your expectation, and it shall come to pass. I prophesy that you are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. I'm not permitted to get a call from you of negativity. None of you is permitted to experience negativity. I release the angels of God to be with you and to work with you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I take your seat? I have one on that name before. Yeah. One of them, my Lord, is happy. Hallelujah. I don't know if you have seen the program for our upcoming program. I know I've seen it. Please, I want you to publicize it and then let you know. Hallelujah. Let people know about it. We have never done something like that. It's going to cost us a lot. A lot of money will be involved. Altogether, please invite people. Let us have our flows. Start the publicity now. Altogether. How together, guys? Start the publicity now. And I believe God bless us all in Jesus' name.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.